3D up close and personal, talking about relationships.
My name's David.
I'm Danielle.
And I'm Daryl. 3D up close and personal, and today's episode
4.
Other people's children, how to deal with it in a relationship. Sometimes children break up relationships. Those darlings, they come out as pretty little things, and they just grow up to be little people, then they grow up to be grown people. The woman said, I got 4 kids. Is it a turn-off for a man?
It depends. If the woman has 4 kids, it might be held against her, especially if they're from different dads. The guy that's dating her may be thinking, okay, maybe she's about to make me be the 5th father. And then she may move on to a 6th. No telling what kind of perception she's going to be having. So if they move along during their dating process and she's got other merits that compensate for something that's perceived as negative, she might do well with having 4 kids. She makes the man feel secure in the relationship, especially if what issues that go along with blended family, thinks that he may come away with a measure of respect from her, from the children, and maybe even quite possibly her kid's father or fathers.
The women with the kids, it would be more attractive for a woman with children if the children were well mannered. She is financially able to take care of them. Sometimes a woman with kids is looking for help. Not every case. But some cases, they're looking for help.
Help! I'm financially drowning.
Because the fathers aren't doing their job. Or they're doing their job and maybe she's mismanaging money.
I don't think it really matters the number. It just depends on the person. A single woman with no children more than likely may not want somebody who has children. How old are these children? You could have 2 children that's young and 2 children that are adults. It's still your children. So, I mean, there's just so many factors when it comes down to it. I think it's really just at that person's discretion, what they're looking for, what they can afford. Like David mentioned, that blended family aspect is, okay, yeah, you got 2 kids, he's got 2 kids, and you can manage that. Child support, I mean, there's so many different things when it comes down to it. Like, are these kids really in the home? Because there's some men who have custody of their children now. All the women don't always have the kids.
Wow, she really speaks.
That was nicely said, too.
That's great. I really appreciate your input. This podcast, talk show, we're not here to really give advice. We're just 3 average people talking about relationships. If you really think you need some help, then you need to call a counselor, maybe a minister, a rabbi, an imam.
A lawyer or the police, depending on who you're dealing with at the time.
So in certain neighborhoods, they can talk to the hairstylist at the bar for advice. I believe the couple needs to get together to see if they're compatible. And then bring the kids in. First day he and the kids there. I don't think the kids really need to see the guy. Sometimes the kids fall in love with the guy and then the guy's gone and they hurt. Sometimes the guy falls in love with the kid and he bring you Christmas gifts. Mama, why you chase him away? He was good to us. I miss him.
However, just going to present another point of view. Sometimes in the context of getting to know that person and getting comfortable with that person, you got to see how does that other person act around my kids? How bad are her kids?
Quit swinging on the ceiling fan!
Before I get comfortable dating her. You got to find a way to expose the children to the dating venue somewhat as part of the 2 people getting to know each other.
On 4 dates, you have 4 dates, no kids. Maybe by the 5th date, bring the kids in. 4 dates, that can be a month.
Yeah.
The safety of the children for their emotions. It's easy to raise children in a good mood. They're not all depressed.
My dad, she chased the boyfriend. My mama's mean.
We want the kids to be happy too. A harmonious household, everybody's happy. I was thinking maybe 4 dates. Sometimes it's not always the case because what happens is budgets. They don't have a babysitter. Hey, can we just watch a movie? The kids, they're going to be in their room. The kids are cutting the monkey shine. You trying to watch a movie. Next thing you know, a house shoe hits you in the head.
Ow!
Unfortunately.
Guess that boils down to discipline.
Deal with a woman with children. How they discipline kids. Some women say, you can't discipline my kids. If you come between me and my children, it's over. And I can understand that. Some people, they don't know how to discipline. It might get out of hand and just be a hot mess. You don't really want that.
David, any experience about undisciplined kids?
As a man, you don't like entering a situation and you feel like The kids have license to just be unruly, and there's no consequence, there's no discipline, and there's no avenue for you to participate in discipline. That can hamper a man's outlook on a relationship with a woman with kids. You got to look at it from both ways.
Because she could be a great woman, a great girlfriend, and maybe a great wife, but a lousy mother as far as discipline goes.
Yes.
There might be some baggage in her past where her parents were kind of strict and she's trying to be more lenient on the next generation. Maybe a little too lenient.
There was a movie and a woman thought everything negative was the devil.
Hey, lady, what about the woman I'm dating with the kids? All them kids, they the devil. What's expected of financial? Now you're in the relationship and you're dealing with the woman's kids. Or are you dealing with the guy's kids?
What is the living situation? Like, are you all together? Do you live in the same house? I think that's just something that really should just be discussed before you get that far into the point of finances.
I've seen a lot of romance movies through the years. At the end, when they break up and then they see each other once later at a party. And they talk about something. They say, well, you never told me. You never said anything. I guess communication would be the key.
Yeah, I think a woman is going to look at a man being a jerk. He's living with her and he's taking care of himself or maybe taking care of his lover or his kids, but he's not taking care of the other kids that are not his kids. I think at some point in the context of a man and woman romantic relationship, she's looking for the guy to be open to extending that kind of support to the entire household.
And then one day them kids, they do the Will Smith. You're not my father. I've been spending this money on you and taking care of you like you my own. And I get this backlash like this.
That's unfair.
Open door for somebody. Can't get mad because they didn't say thank you. You can do it out of the kindness of your heart. Mm-hmm. You can get upset, but I mean, you can't look at it like, oh, I did all the stuff for you. You should be acting this way.
That sounds like one of the religious things that they call long suffering, tolerating this. Yeah. It's tolerating kids, you know. I've learned that if you want to motivate kids, especially 10 and up, you say, hey, I'm not your daddy. I ain't gonna try to whoop you. We gotta have some respect. I know you want some money because you want to buy this consumer environment we live in. Buy, buy, buy. Consume. You want that video game? Oh, well, then you gotta empty the trash. You gotta do this. But you gotta do it right, though, because I'm gonna come back and inspect. I'm gonna throw a couple of Cheerios in the corner to see if you swept the floor. Uh-huh. The Cheerio test.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I got to remember that Cheerio test.
You just brought back childhood memories, nightmares.
That's another episode for another day.
It works in television. I remember I used to really admire the Brady Bunch as a youth. That show was hot. I like that blended family. That family made me have so much confidence in the concept of blended family. I was actually part of a single parent household. My dad was raising us boys in his house. And there was a lady that was a single mom and had three girls, ironically, next door to our house. I really believed in the Brady Bunch concept, but I think Brady Bunch was easier to accomplish as a sitcom than it actually is in real life.
Yeah. Okay, you know why? Because they hit editing. Yeah, just cut out the bad part. I mean, that's like somebody right there on obituary. That's a shiny citizen. Wow, he's great. Man, why did I even get to know him? Then the grandma say, hey, you know what? That's his version. You want the truth? Come over and sit at my table and repass. I'll tell you.
But some of these concepts that you guys are discussing on this episode, it actually relates to my memory of the Brady Bunch because, you know, like, for example, the house rules. I remember this one episode, one of the kids made a bunch of trouble. They actually damaged some furniture in the house. One of the broke the lamps in the house. And then Bobby, the little boy on the show, he referenced the house rule. He said, hey, mom always said, don't play ball in the house, you know? You put these kids together, put these different kids, different backgrounds together. You got to have some communication and some house rules.
Hey, don't go to bed with gum in your mouth. and then you wake up next day, I got gum in my hair. I told you. I said, and what you going to do? I'm going to cut it off.
These house rules have a purpose. They do have a purpose.
Right. Now, maybe I should have told you he was going to get gum in your hair. You just didn't believe. You just thought your way was the right way. Now we're going to call you Patches. Having multiple kids got to make time to have their date night or something, because the kids can consume you, especially, I mean, if you get involved with the kids' life and they're doing sports, drama, cheerleading, or music, run them back and forth. But this day and age, the public transportation is not the best, so you have to run them around, unless you can get some neighbors and they got kids, then you can trust the neighbors. But otherwise, and then schedules can get hectic, but you got to make some time out. You get wrapped up in the family. Next thing you know, it's like the flame is gone. Then the whole house is in trouble. If mama ain't happy, the house ain't happy. And I'm all like, no, it's you to say. Happy wife, happy life. I say, no, happy spouse, happy house.
Yeah. The alternative is also true, you know, because a man doesn't want to come home to his blended household and then one of the little kids run up to him and say, you know, mama had a man up in this house where you was gone, daddy.
Uh-oh. I was dating this woman. She had a boyfriend. She had a child. We was together all night. In the morning, the little girl said, what's your name? I said, Putin Tang. She would say, daddy, Putin Tang came by.
Oh, God.
She already knew it wasn't right. She knew I wasn't daddy. I was Putin Tang. Ask me again, I'll tell you the same. And you know what? We got to go. 3D, up close and personal.
I'm talking about relationships.
My name's David.
I'm Danielle.
And I'm Daryl.
3D Up Close and Personal, the relationship podcast with a new episode every Thursday. You can find 3D Up Close and Personal wherever you find your podcast, and is produced by
Parks Media Group, PMG.
2024, all rights reserved.
Like and subscribe.